Shalom, and welcome to this week's Word from Paul. That's me, director of Come to Zion Ministries and Inspired Faith Broadcasting. We thank you for tuning in, and you can turn in every week at this time to hear a word from Paul. If you have any comments or questions about the word that I give, please email me, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Your comments are welcome. Your questions are welcome. So let me know what you think. This week we're talking about the word truth. Truth. What is truth? What does it mean? You know, a lot of us see truth through our own eyes. We see truths differently. But in God's eyes, there is only one truth. There isn't my truth and your truth and your friend's truth. On God's holy highway, there is only one truth, and it's God's truth. And it's hard to come to what that is. There are so many books written about people's interpretations of what God's truth is, according to the way they see it. Oh yes, God taught me this, and God told me that, and this is truth. We see people out there healing and saying it's in God's truth, but yet it isn't. But we're told, we're warned by our beloved Savior that things like this are going to happen. What is truth? Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth, without iniquity, just and right he is. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 12:24 says, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. You serve God in his truth, not in your truth. In Psalms 119, verse 142, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. The Lord can't lie. He can only be true. John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What truth are we talking about? We're talking about God's truth, not our truth. Hallelujah. Now, how do we get to understand the truth, God's truth, not our truth? Well, in John 15:26, it says, when the Comfort is come, which I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father, and he will also testify of me. Even the Spirit of truth which proceeds from the Father. John 16:13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall speak not of himself, but whosoever he shall hear that shall speak, he shall show you the things to come. He will show you the truth. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, to show us the truth, and to sanctify us. Without the real truth, we cannot be sanctified. John 17:19, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through truth. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:6, rejoice not in iniquity, rejoice not in lawlessness, but rejoice in the truth. The truth is just basic a thing that we need in our lives as love. Of course, we all know the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, right? The love chapter. Well, if you don't have truth, you have nothing. If you don't have love, you have nothing. Through truth, only through the real truth, can come justification and sanctification. We must understand God's truth in all things. Not our truth, not somebody else's truth. God wants an individual, personal relationship with you, and he wants you to listen to his truth through the Comforter that Yeshua sent us. Remember John 15:26? When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father. We don't have a whole lot of different ways to look at the truth. We only have God's way. Now, a lot of you there are saying, well, yeah, I know. I learned this and I learned that from my pastor, or I've been taught this or I've been taught that. But you know what? There's only one place the truth comes from. It comes from the Father through the Son with the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have to allow that Holy Spirit to live within us. We have to allow it to take us over. We have to allow it to speak clearly to us so that when we hear and see things, we know what the truth really is. We have to understand that God only deals in His truth, not mine and not yours and not somebody else's. So if you want to be on God's holy highway and you want to walk with the Lord, then you must do it through Yeshua, through our Savior, on the truthful road. There's only one true road to walk. The Lord tells us He's the same always. From the beginning to the end, He is the same. He has given us His truth through His word, Devar Adonai, from Genesis through Revelation. And as Adam, humanity, has gone from being an infant in the Garden of Eden and up until now, about almost 6,000 years later, we have grown in understanding, which we're supposed to do. We've grown in learning. Each and everything that the Lord has given us stands one upon the other. Every covenant, every word, everything He says starts at the basic that everything was always there. But how He teaches it to us, we have to start with the beginning of His word and learn His truth the way He wants us to see it. In each covenant that He made with His people, builds one on another. Nothing changes, it just becomes stronger. When you do a mathematical equation, x plus 2 equals 7, you have had to learn all the mathematics to let you understand how to get to the answer of what x is. But if you didn't learn to count first, and you didn't learn how to add, and you didn't learn how to subtract, and multiply and divide, you can't get to solving the equation y plus 2 equals 5. We need the basics. We need the truth of what the Lord is saying from the beginning. We need to understand that nothing changes. His truth, His love is the same yesterday, today, right now, and in the future. We must always walk in His truth. Now, how does that mean we have to be truthful? Well, just a little, this is a couple of examples. You have caller ID on your phone. The phone rings, you walk over and say, oh my goodness, I don't want to talk to that person right now. And you walk away from the telephone. You don't pick it up. You have not walked in truth because you're letting that person believe you're not home. You're lying to that person. Inaction can take you off the road to truth. Someone in the house answers the phone and says to you, hey, so-and-so's on the phone. You say, tell him I'm busy. I don't want to talk to him right now. That's lying. That is not truth. What do we have to do to walk in the truth? Now, you all know that I live my life by the Bible's and the God's dietary laws, which means I don't eat pork. But it presented me with a problem. What do I do when I go to somebody's house that serves pork on the table because they do not know that I don't eat pork? Well, for a while there, I thought because we're supposed to do all things in love and we're not supposed to make people feel bad, I thought maybe I'm supposed to eat a little piece of the pork and then eat other stuff. And God would say, that's okay, Paul, you did the right thing. But I wasn't seeing the truth of the matter. I have friends, when they go to people's homes, they will, if they see something they're not sure whether it is allowed by God or not, they'll only eat a salad or they'll only eat the vegetables. And when they're questioned about it, they'll say, well, I'm on a diet. And then they'll say, see, I'm not lying because I'm on God's diet. But it's not being truthful. There's a way to be truthful in love, follow God's word, and be truthful in love. How many people out there right now know that the Sabbath is the seventh day, which is Saturday? And they say, yes, I know it, but I go to worship on Sunday, which is okay, by the way, by the Lord. He doesn't care what day you worship him. But you don't honor the Sabbath. You feel like you're fulfilling your commitment by going to worship on Sunday. Find anywhere in the Bible, in God's truth, where he changes the Sabbath. These are just examples of things, folks. But God wants us to be in everything we do, have the motivation of love, 1 Corinthians 13, because if we do something without the motivation of love, it is tinkling bells and clanging cymbals. It means nothing. He also wants us to understand his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and his law is the truth. His Torah is the truth. Hallelujah. He wants us to understand that we have to give ourselves over to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, push ourselves down, and understand the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth which comes from the Father, is in us. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth is come, and he will guide us into the truth. He doesn't speak of himself. He will show you the truth. Hallelujah. You will be sanctified through the truth. Rejoice in the truth. Read God's word. Let it teach you what truth really is. Because God cannot abide lying or exaggerating or partial truths. His truth is a full truth, a total truth, a loving truth. And we need to accept it. We need to try to see truth through God's eyes and not through our own. We have to be as perfect in truth as we as individuals can possibly be. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, the Holy Spirit will tell you if you are moving away from the truth. Not what I say, not what some pastor says from the pulpit, not what some book says, not what some commentary says, but we are given the new covenant, the Brit HaChadashah, the New Testament, which is with the Holy Spirit in us. God will teach us the truth, and he wants to teach you his word, his truth, his love right now. Take time today to open yourself up to him and let him show you the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening. Hallelujah. God's truth. If you have anything, any comments, any questions, please send them to paul@inspiredfaith.org. And I will certainly answer your emails. Hallelujah. Avinu b'shamayim, our Father in heaven, thank you, Father, for loving us so much, that you care for us so much, that you want us to walk your holy highway in your truth and not man's truth. Hallelujah. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Tune in again next week at this same time for a word from Paul. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. L'hitra'ot. See you later.